We are reading in the book, The Writings of Bala Sulam, page 425, the article, The Freedom, section, Criticism brings success, lack of criticism causes decadence. The materials are on the website Sviva Tova and the Arvut system, and you can ask questions through those platforms. Everyone who wants to ask a question here in the study hall, please stand up and put the mic close to your mouth and speak concisely and clearly. Bala Sulam's article, The Freedom, section, Criticism brings success, lack of criticism causes decadence. We must further add that reality presents to our eyes extreme oppositeness between physical matters and concepts and ideas regarding the above topic. For the matter of social unity, which can be the source of every joy and success, applies particularly to bodies and bodily matters in people, and the separation between them is the source of every calamity and misfortune. But with concepts and ideas, it is the complete opposite. Unity and lack of criticism are deemed the source of every failure and hindrance to all the progress and intellectual fertilization. This is because drawing the right conclusions depends particularly on increasing disagreements and separation between views. The more contradictions there are between views, and the more criticism there is, the more the knowledge and wisdom increase, and matters become more suitable for examination and clarification. The degeneration and failure of intelligence stem only from the lack of criticism and disagreement. Thus, evidently, the whole basis of physical success is the measure of unity of the society. And the basis for the success of intelligence and knowledge is the separation and disagreement among them. It turns out that when humankind achieves its goal, with respect to the success of the bodies, by bringing them to the degree of complete love of others, all the bodies in the world will unite into a single body and a single heart, as written in the article, The Peace. Only then will all the happiness intended for humanity become revealed in all its glory. Against that, we must be watchful not to bring the views of people so close that disagreement and criticism among the wise and scholarly might be terminated. For the love of the body naturally brings with it proximity of views. And should criticism and disagreement vanish, all progress in concepts and ideas will cease as well, and the source of knowledge in the world will dry out. This is the proof of the obligation to caution with the freedom of the individual regarding concepts and ideas. For the whole development of the wisdom and knowledge is based on that freedom of the individual. Thus, we are cautioned to preserve it very carefully, in a manner that each and every form within us, which we call individual, that is, the particular force of a single person, generally named the will to receive.
Questions?
In society, even in our society, what things should we be hold on to which we are of unity, and what things are good and that are in disagreement and separation?
Well, there are rules upon which there doesn't need to be a dispute about, like the purpose of the society and all the means to attain them. This is something we need to learn and accept, since in a clear manner the Kabbalists bring this to us this way.
And
only what we, in what way we connect between us,
when
we come closer to our purpose, this is where the dispute can happen.
What can there be a disagreement? Also, Kabbalists determine that.
Yes, but here it's already.
Yes.
We have it where each can be in his opinion.
And that each one is in his own opinion, so what is the correct work here?
No, atem tagidole.
Well, you guys tell me.
Is there room for disagreement, or is there no room for disagreement? We say that there is annulment, and I need to annul my opinion. So where is the disagreement?
Yes.
So where is the disagreement? Meaning I need to annul my disagreement that is inside me and accept the opinion of the society over me. That the opinion of the society, that's the opinion of the Kabbalists.
Yeah.
So where does this disagreement become expressed? On what?
I don't understand.
What should we disagree with in the 10, in the society?
You start asking, and you'll see how many different opinions you have here.
Okay, that each one has opinions, but in the end there is this higher goal.
So
the disagreements become cancelled. So where does it come into realization?
Where do we gain by the dispute, you're asking?
Yes.
When each one subjugates himself towards the opinion of society, by that each one succeeds in advancing.
Perhaps,
can you bring one example of a dispute or a disagreement?
You tell me what you're in dispute about.
I don't know.
Benzi?
Let's say in our 10 we have a disagreement on what Zoom to use. And there's no relinquishments here. Each one's ready to kill the other for one Zoom or another Zoom. But the Creator is important, he's great, the friends are great, everyone loves each other. But there's a dispute here to the very end.
Why is that such a dispute?
That's the question. So how?
I don't understand what you mean, what Zoom to use.
Yes, but
there's
one who does a Zoom for the 10, and one says, no, we need a Zoom for the society. So this dispute emerges, a very nice story. And that's it, and that's the most important thing. So that's what's interesting, that this dispute covers the whole of creation, and that's what becomes suddenly the focus.
I don't know.
I
do not know. let's let go of that. It's I guess it's a dispute, really, in a higher dispute. Yes.
Rav, אנחנו רואים, בעל הסולם כותב את זה מעניין.
Rav, בעל הסולם writes it interestingly. He writes about the importance of the dispute. And we see in our country that the country is being torn, growing weaker. It's threatening to its existence because of disputes in all kinds of factions in the country.
Can you define exactly what the dispute is?
Yes. Well, actually, every two people you ask in Israel, there'll be some deep dispute between them. One is observant of commandments, the other is secular. One says you have to go to the army, another says you don't need to go to the army, you have to pay taxes, you don't have to pay taxes. There are tons. It's not the place to get into it. The question is, are this kind of disputes are the disputes that Baal HaSulam talks about, or is it the opposite? There he says you need the brotherly love, and the disputes we are talking about are from a different world, maybe from the spiritual world, which I don't really know what it is, but because it seems like a dispute is a bad thing right now. That's my understanding of reality. A dispute is something that's dividing and weakens, not strengthening, as Baal HaSulam writes.
Yeah.
No.
So
what do I do with what he just wrote? So he wrote, we need disputes, and I see that my reality is totally opposite. Dispute kills, weakens, divides.
It depends how to use it.
How do we use the division, the dispute?
I guess they're not using it correctly.
What is the right use of a dispute?
The correct way to use it is that we're in a dispute, but along with that, we're in love.
And what if we are not in love?
So we have to attain love. And afterwards, even awaken a dispute.
Okay, so there is a precondition to being in a good dispute.
Otherwise it
disintegrates.
Right.
So when we look at reality, the first question we should ask is there love before we talk about disputes?
Yes.
I understand. Thank you.
רבא, המחלוקת בישראל היא לא אם לשרת בצבא או לא. זה פרט. המחלוקת היא אידיאולוגית.
The dispute in Israel is not about whether or not to serve in the army. It's an ideological dispute. One part in the country says we have to be like all the nations. We have to be liberal and all that. Another part says if we lose our tradition, we have no future. We will not remain. Another part says the land is holy. Another one says not. So it's an ideological dispute. Afterwards, it manifests in whether or not to serve in the army. Is this a corporeal or a spiritual dispute, according to what it says here?
Spiritual.
So we should understand that it's good for everyone to stay in his opinion, because he says, in a spiritual dispute, it's forbidden to impose on each other.
Right. Yeah, it's forbidden, but it's also forbidden to stay in it and not reach some kind of results that in them we can unite.
So we see that
only troubles unite us.
Every
moment when there's no trouble, the dispute is we're willing to kill one another.
That's why we have to say thank you very much to all of our haters, that they are working on us in a way that it's compelling us to be in some kind of connection between us, otherwise they'll devour us.
What's the alternative? How do we overcome this dispute without the enemies so we don't need them?
When we, on the opposite, will understand that this dispute came to lift us.
And then lift us into what?
Lift us above the dispute. that there's something above the dispute, that all in all the dispute is a result, that in us there is an upper force, and it increases each one compared to the friend in the height of his evil inclination, which the Creator created.
Yes, but the thing is that in corporeality you have to decide one way or the other, you have to make a decision. Either everyone gets drafted to the army or they're not. So I can't remain with my ideological opinion, say that we don't need to get drafted and then do get drafted, or to agree that I go to the army and he doesn't. Because it's translated into material actions, it doesn't remain out there so that each one will do whatever he wants. How can there be a solution? Okay, so we're in a family, I love everyone, but still, everyone does opposite things.
I guess we need to reach the equal in between, and then to understand that the dispute is only came to awaken us, to raise us to a degree that even though we're still in a dispute, we're also in connection because of the dispute.
So we have to agree that this dispute will remain forever?
Yeah.
And above it, we build something?
Yes. You see, it doesn't give us a solution to the dispute.
The
contradictions in us will remain, and we will be contradicting even more and more till Gemar Tikkun, till the end of correction. And in the end of correction, we'll be in a height of a dispute, horrible. But along with that, we'll also be in connection between us. The edges will unite, the ends. Let's read. We read it once. Read that part again.
I'm reading again from the heading, Criticism Brings Success, Lack of Criticism Causes Decadence. We must further add that reality presents to our eyes extreme oppositeness between physical matters and concepts and ideas regarding the above topic. For the matter of social unity, which can be the source of every joy and success, applies particularly to bodies and bodily matters in people, and the separation between them is the source of every calamity and misfortune. But with concepts and ideas, it is the complete opposite. Unity and lack of criticism are deemed the source of every failure and hindrance to all the progress and intellectual fertilization. This is because drawing the right conclusions depends particularly on increasing disagreements and separation between views. The more contradictions there are between views, and the more criticism there is, the more the knowledge and wisdom increase, and matters become more suitable for examination and clarification. The degeneration and failure of intelligence stem only from the lack of criticism and disagreement. Thus, evidently, the whole basis of physical success is the measure of unity of the society. And the basis for the success of intelligence and knowledge is the separation and disagreement among them. It turns out that when humankind achieves its goal with respect to the success of the bodies by bringing them to the degree of complete love of others, all the bodies in the world will unite into a single body and a single heart, as written in the article of the Peace. Only then will the happiness intended for humanity become revealed in all its glory. But against that, we must be watchful not to bring the views of people so close that disagreement and criticism among the wise and scholarly might be terminated. For the love of the body naturally brings with it proximity of views. And should criticism and disagreement vanish, all progress in concepts and ideas will cease as well. And the source of knowledge in the world will dry out. This is the proof of the obligation to caution with the freedom of the individual regarding concepts and ideas. For the whole development of the wisdom and knowledge is based on that freedom of the individual. Thus, we are cautioned to preserve it very carefully, in a manner that each and every form within us, which we call individual, that is, the particular force of a single person, generally named the will to receive.
Ken, no?
Yes. Yeah?
יכול להיות ש... חשיבות המטרה
יכולה להישמר. Can it be that the importance of the goal is kept in the vessels of the created being only on top of a dispute?
Probably.
נוצר איזשהו מצב של שיווי צורה בעל גבי המחלוקת.
There is some equivalence of form on top of the dispute, then the importance of the goal disappears.
Right.
I'd
like to continue regarding an example of a dispute in the 10. I'm envious of politicians, the disputes they're having. It's an ideological dispute. But in the 10, it's nice what Menzi said, the dispute over Zoom. Sometimes there's a dispute over dessert. But can you give an example of a real dispute?
No.
No examples? There aren't examples?
I don't think we have reached the dispute. But, you know, maybe like a lack of agreement.
So how can it be that when I look at the level of the country, I see huge disputes, just things that are not clear how to solve them. They're very fundamental. But on the level of the 10, where there's supposed to be a dispute, there aren't any. I'm not even asking about how to solve them. But what is the dispute? How to define that this is the dispute? So how can it be that we're not coming to it?
The main dispute seems to me, if you're speaking about the nation, the country, the dispute there is on who will be in control.
Well, that's actually clear to me. I'm asking about the 10.
In the 10, the dispute?
Yes.
I think it's a lack of scrutiny. Lack of scrutiny. We need again and again to repeat this article, and then we'll come closer to understanding how to see ourselves in it.
What's the difference between disagreement and dispute?
Disagreement is a dispute that hasn't ended.
Because what I hear from you is that if we scrutinize things between us, we will come to some agreement in the end. It's not really a dispute that will remain in. We just didn't understand each other properly.
Yeah, maybe.
So what is a dispute? Baal HaSulam is talking about a dispute. What is it? Something that can't be resolved. So what is it?
So just like Mushi said, like, yeah, between right and left in the country.
And in our society, in the country, it's easier to see it, and it's a lot more complicated to solve. The 10 is closer to us. We're also a small country.
Yeah.
So where is the dispute revealed between us? How is it expressed? Or maybe we're far from it. Maybe we're too small for disputes still.
We don't awaken a dispute between us.
Because we haven't come to it, because we don't know yet how to awaken disputes.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to it yet. We haven't reached the point where we can act or play in disputes and connection.
And what will be the dispute between us over what?
I don't know. I do not know in what we could have a dispute between us, but it can be from anything.
Vlad of pizza.
What is anything? Vlad like pizza, but Ilan likes shawarma. Where is the dispute? What we read? In the end, I've no problem making concessions, okay. But it's not...
Okay, let's ask.
Mali.
What, Mali?
מתואר מחלוקת לשם שמיים של dispute between the house of Shammai and the house of Hillel, which are also like right and left. And I see that in the 10, if we encounter a serious problem, there are two approaches. One says to embrace the friend, that's from the right side, or let's tell him his mistake. Like the judgments of the 10 from the left. I wanted to connect it to what we learned before when Akoka asked about Moses who came to the 10 and says, the Creator sent me. So the Creator tells him, he tells the Creator, they won't listen to me. So what does it mean, tell them that the Creator sent me? What is the force of Moses that elevates us above disputes that seem like the two sides are right? One friend says, I agree with him. I agree with him. I see truth in this approach and in that approach. Another says, I disagree with both. What is the force of Moses that uses the dispute for the sake of the Creator?
That's something we have to scrutinize and feel, and then we can reveal it to everyone.
Thank you.
Yes.
Good morning. I can share a dispute that we had in the 10. It's about the connection duties. Do you force a friend to be on connection duty, or only those who want to be connection duties? Do we change it every day? So there was a dispute here. How to relate to it? How to relate to someone who is on duty but he doesn't do it? How should we relate to him?
I don't know. How could it be that a friend in the 10 doesn't keep his duty in the 10 like the others? It's a traitor.
No. Mm-hmm.
So who fills in for him?
The 10. The 10 comes in and does the duty.
And who do they give his duty to?
Some, if they can't on that day, they ask to be substituted. Some just ignore it. So there is really a situation here that creates an internal division, at least in me, I guess. in other friends as well. So, how to relate to it? One friend says, I forgot. Everyone relates to it differently. So it's a place for contention, and it keeps coming back.
That's a problem. We have to sit and talk about the importance of that duty and fulfilling it, each one. And as much as you will start maybe disregarding that person who is running away from his duty. Yura?
A dispute that is a result of self-love, that's pretty clear. We see it almost everywhere. Is there such a thing that there is a dispute that is mandated by love of others, that love creates a dispute?
Could be. I don't know. Look for examples, find them, and tell us.
So my friend wants to bestow upon the 10, and I want to bestow upon the 10.
So what's the problem?
Well, perhaps he thinks his way is right, and I think my way is right.
So why does one cancel the other?
It doesn't cancel. Maybe it complements the others.
So complement. Usually, in giving, there aren't disputes. But maybe, could be, if the vessel's limited, if there's limited conditions.
So you're saying if we are aimed only for bestowal, then there's no room for a dispute?
I don't know. The friend wants to bring some refreshments that if I bring it, he won't. If I bring something, so he won't have a place for it. There won't be a deficiency. I don't know.
So it's not clear what is a dispute for the sake of the Creator. Questions from the internet about disputes. From PT31. In the 10, there are as many views as there are friends. How to work with disputes and criticism correctly?
There's no correct form or incorrect form. We need, under our conditions, to scrutinize every time what the dispute is and how to come out of it. We have to scrutinize it, but not that there's some kind of rule.
So how in the 10 can we come to a common joint resolution along with the disputes?
That's a problem. We do not know yet.
Ken.
Yep.
From Latin 7. How do we learn to express the dispute and the separation between our views and ideas in the 10?
We also don't know. We have to go deeper into it and start working with it. Yeah.
From Latin 8, what is the level of love that we must build in order to accept or relate to divisions, to disputes as something beneficial, instrumental, and how do we build it?
If we understand that the dispute is for our best, so we don't resist it, on the contrary, we open it up, and through it, we discover our correct relationships.
From Women PT 23, what should we relinquish when there is a dispute?
Relinquish?
Cancel in a dispute.
Cancel or annul each one himself. That's it.
From Women Hebrew 1. Bala Sulam says that when views are different, people feel far from each other.
Yes.
So the emotional remoteness is natural when the views are apart. How do we overcome this remoteness?
I think upon remoteness we can overcome only if we work in love. On the other end.
From Spain 1. If we haven't reached a dispute, is it because we haven't reached love?
Of course, hatred, love, dispute, peace, it's all things that we must go through.
From Women PT 23, how are disputes within our families, how do they influence disputes within the group and in our people?
We don't know, but I guess they do influence. In each and every family there's some kind of box of their disputes, and a person, whether wants it or not, it comes out and bursts out.
From Women PT 38, is the division between left and right within the ten, between gratitude to the Creator and recognition of evil? Can you put it this way?
Yes.
From Women PT 4, what does it mean in the article we read that unity is only in the bodies? What is connection in the desire to, in the will to receive?
The connection between desires and...
What does it mean that the unity is only in the bodies? What is a connection in the will to receive, as we read in the article?
We have to learn it again. Yes.
From Latin 5, Rav, how do you see the solution of problems in Latin America regarding conflicts between countries?
I don't think it's serious, because they don't have real complaints like I know, one against the other, that come to them from previous generations and... But it's things that belong to the modern times and all kinds of arguments that come from collisions between all kinds of groups in those countries. That's what it seems to me.
From Women Tbilisi. Human nature naturally aspires for peace and tranquility. But Bala Sulam writes here that being in unity and dispute simultaneously is very tiresome and exhausting. How do we come between these two opposites from this to love and not to indifference?
We can reach love under the condition that we try to reveal the Creator that obligates us to it. And only in that case we can reach it.
From Women New York 3, they're asking, if there is a dispute in the 10, should we try to come to a common solution, or should we simply pray and cover with love and just continue?
That is the best. Raising a prayer and continue.
That's it for now. Thank you. Can there be dispute within a person and the prayer is from there?
Of course.
So what is the solution to a dispute within a person? How does he do it?
Let him reveal the true cause, and then he can see what to correct.
The
real root of what?
Of the dispute.
But why does this dispute even exist? What does it give? So you find the root and correct, but what's the purpose of it?
Connection. All disputes are distancing from connection. That's it.
But it's the Creator pushing away from connection.
Of course it was Him.
So the purpose of the dispute is to detect, identify how to choose the Creator.
Where is that action of the Creator that causes all the problems between us?
But a person can't rise above his own shell. He has to have the friends who lift him out of the dispute.
Right, that's why the Creator is awakening the dispute,
which awakens the need to get help.
For connection. Yeah.
To continue, Marek, he writes that the freedom of the individual is something we need to keep.
Yeah.
And it feels like this is the root of the problem, my self-love.
Yeah.
If I come to the tent, to the society, if I don't allow myself, there will be a dispute, no question.
Yeah.
So, what is the necessity to maintain the freedom of the individual?
That you use your only force, all your forces in order to connect between everybody.
And by this, I also resolve the dispute?
Yes.
Thank you. Can it be said that the dispute is in the body and in the head? There is no dispute?
What do you mean? I don't know.
In a spiritual parzuf, where is the dispute? In the goof or in the rosh?
No, nagid shebeguf.
Usually, well, let's say in the goof.
So it turns out that if we work on the rosh, if we understand that, as we learned about Abraham, who said, "How will I know that I will inherit it?" That the Creator increases the desire. So we would raise the Rosh to a higher level, advance toward the Creator. So basically, there is a use here of the dispute for the sake of the Creator.
Yeah.
So the Roshim, the heads, will always be divided. Will not have a division, but the bodies will be, the gufim, will be in a dispute, in division.
Correct.
I want
to ask about what seems like a spiritual dispute. It says, Rabbi Chiya would say this, Rabbi Akiva would say that. In the end, the decision is, we follow the words of Rabbi Akiva, for example. So is it to show us the way, to show us something that we will understand when we get there, or maybe one is right and the other is wrong? What is resolving a dispute that Kabbalists talk about? That we follow the rule of this and that.
Yeah.
So does it mean that the other one was mistaken or what?
I don't think he was mistaken, but... that we have no choice, but for now... to determine in one way, and afterwards it could be that we determine in the other way.
So,
in a spiritual dispute, it's not like one wins and the other loses.
No, they both aren't mistaking, but because the solution is towards us, so we get the opinion of one of them.
So the resolution is for now, for the present state.
Yes.
בעם ישראל לאורך כל הדורות עיקר המחלוקת
the generations there were many disputes on in the people of Israel about how to work in Torah and mitzvot commandments for her sake not for her sake how can we resolve this dispute
you can't for now not at all who
mimikayem
who keeps Torah and mitzvot for her sake.
המקובלים.
No. Kabbalists.
כן. Oh. Yeah.
אבל אפילו אלה שרוצים ללכת בדרכם של המקובלים.
But even those who want to follow the path of Kabbalists, there's a fundamental change here.
Yeah.
The question is, is this root, which is the basis of our existence, this dispute exists in every person, I guess it exists in society as well. Our society meaning, there's no doubt it exists in the external society.
Okay.
So the question is, how do we reconcile such a dispute?
What is it exactly?
One says, when you have to work in order to receive, he doesn't even know that it's in order to receive. From his perspective, he's working in order to bestow. He says it's in order to bestow, because it's not revealed to him. And another has some awakening that he
שזה על מנת להשפיע ולא על מנת לקבל.
Besides the for her sake, which is in order to bestow and not to receive reward, is all bash, right? In all the articles, he doesn't compromise on anything less.
No. עוד נגיע לזה. טוב, מה יש לנו חוץ מזה, משה? כאן זה לא כל כך היום. Woman Ukraina 2.
Дорогой Рав, вопрос подруги. Написано, нужно остерегать, чтобы мнения не слишком сблизились.
Question from a friend. It says that we should be cautious that the opinions won't get too close. So if we have to keep the dispute, what is the essence of the connection and what exactly are we coming closer?
Над всеми разногласиями.
We come closer by uniting above all the disagreements between us.
What's the difference between an egoistic dispute to a dispute for the sake of the heavens?
This is how we distinguish between these two types of divisions.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы говорили, что надо пробуждать разногласия.
You said that we have to awaken a dispute. How to awaken disputes in the tent?
Разногласия в десятке мы должны пробуждать.
We need to awaken disputes in the ten.
Они давали нам силу для того, чтобы двинуться вперед.
So they will give us strength to move forward.
Выше знания.
To overcome them above reason.
Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Maestro, una pregunta de la escena.
Question from a 10.
Cuando tratamos de hacer una crítica, surge
in the ten when we criticize,
y rápidamente evitamos continuar.
A lot of inconvenience appears, it's unpleasantness, and then we stop going in that direction. How can we work with those situations? How can we work with disputes that very quickly we run from them and don't go into real disputes?
So we don't work on them. We don't work until we come to the real dispute.
PT 7.
PT 7.
Shalom Rav, shalom Chaverim.
Hello, friends. The question, do we even want to awaken a dispute? Isn't it the left line?
If we can advance through disputes, then why not? Then we should scrutinize them, resolve them, these disputes, and that way advance.
Woman PT 10.
Women PT 10.
Today, we have an important scrutiny in the 10 on a dispute we have between us. And it's clear that first we have to increase love between us. So how to do it correctly? How to create that love before the scrutiny?
First, you have an assembly of friends until we come to scrutinize the love between us, the connection between us, the purpose of the world, the purpose of life. And then we, after we've come to that, we scrutinize. After we've connected around it, then we scrutinize the problems that we are facing.
Hadera.
Хадера.
Бамамарк кибехоль катуб барур.
In the article, it's written clear that we have to connect the bodies and the hearts and leave the disputes. If we had an X-ray, that it could say that this is a dispute in the hearts or that's a dispute in the minds, so that's clear. Like the will to receive doesn't have to take inside. That's the heart. So if I see a person that has an interest to get more money, that's clear. But how? Most cases, it's not clear what the body, what the heart, what the head is. So how to understand all that?
We will have to learn.
Ashkelon 2.
Okay. Ashkelon 2.
Thank you, Rav. There are a lot of answers to scrutinize during the day, but still I'd like to continue. Niv, we have a dispute between inner work and physical work. To come to the meetings, or whether I don't come to the meeting, should I let the friends know? So as someone who is a bit weaker in the inner work, and I see friends that really invest in physical work, how can I invest more in inner work?
Come closer to the friends and try to be in one goal together with them. That's it.
Woman Heb 1.
Women Heb 1.
Thank you. A true dispute for the sake of heavens. What do they actually scrutinize in it? The forces of the Creator, the bestowing of the Creator?
What we need to reconcile between us in order to come closer to the Creator.
And when a person brings an opinion to the dispute, how does he know that it really stems from his root and not something that he just got in the world?
I don't know. A person doesn't know.
No. Kama shuvet lo mitoch
shmuot. As much as he works, not because of rumors he takes from the world, but delves within himself as much as possible, that is more correct. Okay, Moshe, what are we doing next? It's exactly 5.
So we can go to the Gate of Intentions for Passover.
Okay.
So